Hey guys, welcome back to my first podcast ever. I'm recording at home today, so if you hear my dogs bark, walk around, or just drink water, I apologize. Today I have a very special guest, someone who knows me best and someone that I spend most of my time with, Raul Marquez.
Hey everyone, how's everyone doing?
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
Me too, I'm excited. Today, I chose to speak on body shaming because I know it's definitely something that has affected me as well as it's affected you in some ways.
Yeah, it's, I've been on both sides. Grew up being called too skinny, and now I've been dealing with my fluctuation in weight back and forth. So I kind of have stories on both sides, but yeah.
I definitely think that I can speak up on this. I am a very petite girl. I'm 5'5". I weigh 98 pounds. I've been pretty much little my entire life. And I am constantly being told, you're little, you're tiny. Go eat a sandwich. Go eat a cheeseburger. Eat three. And I don't think that people understand how affecting that can be, especially if that person, such as myself, constantly is hearing something like that. And, you know, I've gotten that throughout my entire life, even from my own mom. And I don't think that she realizes that it does affect a person and it does affect people. And, you know, it affects that person's confidence.
Yeah, I think a lot of people don't think that they're being harmful when they say certain things.
Right.
And, you know, I think people when don't realize that you could still body shame someone that's thin because they don't know that some of the stuff they could say is very harmful. Like, what if the person is suffering from, you know, an eating disorder, bulimia, anorexia, and someone comes up and says, oh my God, you know, you're so skinny, you look anorexic, and the person's actually dealing with that. Like, people don't know these, you know, backhanded comments could really affect a person. And people don't know what, like, people are struggling behind doors. We all put a facade of everything's okay.
I don't think that people ultimately understand the way the person feels, the underlining of it all. I know with myself and my personal experience of people constantly bringing to the light of what my weight is or how tiny I am or them even saying, well, I wish I was that small. I don't think that they understand that. Yes, it's great being this tiny, and I am healthy. I make sure that I eat all of my meals every single day. I make sure that I keep up with my health and fitness. However, it's kind of annoying in a sense where it's constantly being brought up to the light, and it sometimes makes me feel uncomfortable. And I know that maybe the light constantly ever since I was little, I acknowledged and saw for myself that I am tiny. This is me. I am petite. However, there's really not much I can do only because this is my body type. And I think that with society and what society portrays, not only women, but men as well, is that we need to look at like a certain body type. And I think we just need to start accepting ourselves as well as others and stop bringing to the light their flaws, because some people can be very affected by that.
Yeah, I think the media really does affect what people think that they need to look like. And there's just so many different body types. And, you know, we've all heard the expression, like, I'm big boned, or, you know, I'm just, my metabolism is super fast. And I don't know if, but it's, to me, it's a fact that there is just tons of different body types. Like, there's professional athletes that look overweight, but they're literally, you know, world-class athletes, whether fighters, boxers, baseball players, and those people get body shamed, but they're literally really good at what they do. And like, but sometimes, like, people don't understand, like, the struggles in some body types and some, you know, some people's metabolisms, and like, they literally hold on to everything. Some don't hold on to anything, and you just can't really gain any weight. But yeah, I think I read somewhere where 5% of the American population looks like what the media portrays like 90% of the time on TV.
Right.
Which is, you know, pretty telling tale that, you know, they're pushing this agenda on us to look a certain way and carry ourselves a certain way where it's sometimes it's unrealistic.
A few years ago, I was hired for the Magic Convention here in Vegas, and I was hired by the designer, and she knew exactly what my body type was. She had all of my measurements, and I showed up, got there, and I tried on one of her dresses, and immediately she pulled me to the side and said, "Honey, I'm sorry. These dresses are actually made for women with boobs. So I'm going to have to send you home because it just does not look right." And obviously I wanted to be strong-willed and I wanted to be respectful of what she said. So I said, "Okay, that's fine. I understand." I walked away. However, I don't think that she understood what she said and how harmful and honestly mean of what that statement meant and what it did to me. And as I was walking out, tears were coming down my eyes, and I was driving home just very like irritated and frustrated, and it really made me want to get my boobs done. And you know, I thought about it, I spent so much time on, well, I should do it. However, I think I got to that point where I stopped listening to other people. I'm not going to change for another person. I'm not going to get my boobs done because a woman told me that I needed to get my boobs done to fit into this dress. No, that's not going to happen. That's not me. That's not what I want to do. And that's not going to make me happy in the long run. So, you know, I hope that anyone out there who is considering getting their boobs done or making any changes to their body or face or whatever it might be, make sure that it's for yourself, not for another person, or not because society's telling you that you need to get this done.
No, I agree with you. I'm on the opposite side of the spectrum where, you know, I grew up playing sports my entire life. Played soccer in college. I had a super fast metabolism. I was able to eat whatever I wanted. Didn't gain a pound. And as soon as I stopped playing competitively, you know, my weight has fluctuated up and down. And there's nothing more annoying than running into somebody you haven't seen forever, and the first thing they want to do is pat you in the belly and ask you like, "Oh, you've been eating good lately," or "Life's good, huh?" Or yeah. It's one, don't touch me. Two, I'm not the Pillsbury Doughboy. I'm not gonna woohoo for you. Like it's. And there's even been times or events where, like, I don't want to go because I don't want to run into people and I don't want to explain to them what's going on or why I haven't been able to maintain a certain, you know, a certain weight. Like, I've been up and down, like, gotten down to 185, I've gotten all the way up to 255, and I keep going up and down the last couple years. And people know that they're dealing with weight issues. Like, we know, like, there's exactly. Like people that are overweight, I guarantee you they all share the common thing where they hate looking in the mirror, they get dressed and don't check to see if the shirt looks good or the pants look good. They just throw on the clothes and take off, avoid the weight scales. I hate weighing myself unless I'm like on a diet and want to see the scale go down. And there's nothing worse than going outside to the public and somebody else is like, you know, and they always, doesn't matter if you just saw them the day before, the next day, they're like, they always make comments and they don't understand that, you know, that there has been a struggle, and like, it's just habits that I think, like I said, going back to the media and all that, it's just been embedded in our heads that we have to look a certain way.
Right. I totally agree with that. I think also, obviously growing up and what the perfect body is has always been in the limelight. How people are constantly saying, "This is what you should look like. This is what the perfect body looks like. And if you don't look like that, you're not beautiful," which is so unfair because there are so many beautiful people in this world who come from many different types of body types. So why are we emphasizing what our bodies look like? why is the world and everyone in the world constantly going back to, you're not beautiful because you don't look like that person on that magazine. You're not beautiful because I don't like your body type. What happened to just getting to know that person, getting to know who that person is, and deciding if you like their character, that's what makes them beautiful?
No, I agree with you. It's cliche to say like beauty comes from the inside, but really,
which
like,
it does.
I think that's even more true now compared to what's going on in our society. And I know we'll leave this topic. I'll be really short with it. We'll leave this topic for another time. But like with all the social media access and you know your internet trolls and you know people who go out of their way to insult people online, and it's
usually when people do things like that, obviously we always go back to the answer of they're not happy with themselves, and you know that's where they find their satisfaction.
Like the other day, what was it, Jason Momoa? He was out on a family vacation and the internet was destroying him that he had a dad bod. I was like, I take his dad bod 10 out of 10 days. The guy looks fit. He just looked a little bloated. And I'm sure, you know, 2 or 3 days in the gym, he'd be ripped again. So, and it's just kind of, it's like I said, it's a lot of pressure on society. You got to look a certain way. If you work in corporate America and you see all the suit commercials, it's all skinny 20-something-year-olds, you know, in their skinny suits or whatever it is. And it's like that's a certain way that you're supposed to look, you're supposed to dress. And that's is that the definition that they're trying to give us, that, you know,
that's the person that they're going to hire? Or is that the definition of
success,
of what success looks like?
Yeah.
Which is completely unfair and not okay, because success obviously comes from how motivated that person is. Success is going to come from what that person can contribute to that job,
their character,
their character, everything,
their drive, their
yes, the way that the person carries themselves, really.
But I think what really affected the change and what we're supposed to look like is the media, because back in the day, like if you look at all the statues of like Aphrodite and like the Roman times and the Greek times, those were not skinny statues. They were normal size, normal women, curvaceous, and that's what the ancient people used to find attractive, even during during the Renaissance period, same thing. You saw a lot of portraits of a lot of normal size, like average size, you know, healthy women and men, and that's what they found attractive. And then I think in the era of advertisement and mass production, and you know, especially during the media age of television, and now that we're in the age of social media, like a lot of different pressures have been put on us to look a certain way, and especially our generation, because we grew up in the generation of the supermodel, right? Right. Successful shows like Baywatch, you got your, you know, you got your guys and girls running in slow motion that are really fit and in shape, and you have Cindy Crawford popping a Pepsi, but wait, I drink Pepsis, but I don't look like the people in the commercials. So you got a lot of stuff, like, I think that's what really influenced people who are suffering from other people's comments and, you know, body shaming. And sometimes it's not other people. Sometimes we're just really hard on ourselves, and, you know, we try to avoid looking in the mirror, and we try too hard or we fall into the, you know, I guess the grasp of the idea of what you're supposed to look like and be.
Right. And, you know, I remember a time where obviously when people are bringing up to the light that I am just too small, I'm too tiny, or whatever their comments are, I remember a time where I was constantly eating bad because I felt that if I ate all of this fast food, I'm going to gain the weight and I'm not going to be called tiny anymore. However, this is my body. This is my metabolism. My metabolism is just fast. It's constantly working and it's constantly burning off what I'm putting into my body. So I didn't know what to do. And after I started accepting what my body looked like, I think that ultimately I started accepting who I was, or who I am, I should say, and really started loving myself. And I think that's where my confidence comes from. And I think that once you overall accept what you look like, what your body looks like, who you are as a person, you're going to be happier.
Yeah, I agree with you. I still remember there's a story when I was when I first moved to Vegas. I lived with the roommate. He was a little bigger guy, and I never thought to insult his weight because I wouldn't want anybody to insult me from, you know, it's an easy jab when someone's overweight, like, you know, you caught somebody fat or whatever. And I still remember I had leftovers in the fridge, and, you know, everyone gets excited. You have a meal waiting for you at home. It's already cooked. You just throw it in the microwave. I came home. The meal, somebody had already ate it, and my roommate said, "Oh, I'm sorry. You know, I had your leftovers." And my first reaction was to call him, you know.
To insult him,
call him. And it wasn't really like, it was kind of just an instinctive reaction. Like,
right, out of anger.
Yeah, you fat, you know.
Yeah.
And his reaction, he was instantly upset, like angry.
As anyone would be.
And that kind of like, you know, moving forward, I was like, I mean, like I said, it's very easy if, you know, especially like with the guys, you know, we like to give each other a lot of jabs back and forth. You know, we're in group chats, whatever, right. We're in a group setting with your guy friends. You know, you poke fun at each other, but that's like the dynamics of most guy relationships.
Or any relationship in general. I think that once you're very comfortable with a person, you think that it's okay to throw these jabs at the person.
Yeah.
It's okay to poke and, you know, emphasize on what's wrong with them today or why they look a certain way today, when really, you know, you just never know if someone really has a bad day or someone understands and knows that they're struggling with this right now, and you bringing it to the light doesn't really help them. I don't think that most people who are comfortable in their friendships understand that, even if you think that they're comfortable with you saying things like that, even if you think that it's okay because you guys develop a very close friendship, it's still not okay. And I think that it's important to be respectful.
If you call someone fat, like, they know they're fat.
Exactly.
Like, they know they're
People
already overweight.
Know
they're
what
already
they look
struggling.
Like.
They already know they're struggling with it, and it doesn't really help their self-esteem or, you know, if you're going to encourage somebody, encourage them. Don't, like, some people don't. Maybe there's a rare breed that when someone gets insulted, they take it as motivation and they go and hit the gym and do whatever they can
to
make themselves healthier.
Right, but it takes a lot before they get to that motivating point. It's like people, it hurts you. It hurts you. And I know that being called tiny and like over and over and over again and being saying you need to eat that or eat five of those or eat more of that, it's frustrating. And I think that obviously that relates back to a person saying, you shouldn't eat that. Take that away from him. Or eat this instead. Find a healthy alternative. Yes, find a healthy alternative. However, some people can't lose the weight. Some people can't gain the weight. And we need to accept that.
Yeah, some people do.
Some people have real health issues that people don't consider before they insult them, or not knowing that they're being insulting.
And then it could actually lead to more health problems for them if they're already overweight or underweight. Say, like you just said, that like when people kept calling you tiny and skinny, you were afraid of gaining weight because you never wanted to not be skinny.
Right.
And you kind of grew a phobia of gaining weight ever, right?
Exactly.
And the same thing with, same thing happens when somebody's overweight. Like, they're overweight and they so desperately want to lose weight that they'll do unhealthy crash diets, lose weight really fast, and which could lead to, you know, diabetes or anemia and other health issues because it's unhealthy to lose weight really fast. Some of these crash diets are really unhealthy, and a lot of people you know, fall in a cycle of doing these crash diets over and over again, and then they lose 30 pounds, but then in a short time they'll gain it all back, and then they go back on the diet because they know it works. But that, like, puts a toll on your body, the up and down, and that's all, that could all stem from one simple comment or somebody at your office, you know, saying like, hey, oh man, we got to get you a bigger chair, or, you know, just like little jokes.
Little jokes.
And people think that you've, like, maybe you have developed that rapport with a certain person, but there's certain stuff that, like, is off limits. It's just same thing as any, when it comes to race, obviously body shaming, sex, all that stuff. Some of those jokes might be too far. And, but I think the body shaming stuff and the body shaming comments, I don't think it's still been embedded into people's heads as something that could actually affect someone's mental health and,
right,
you know, own stability, mental stability. And like we've said repeatedly on this recording, is that you don't know what people are struggling with. Like, right, they might. There's nothing more discouraging of somebody might be working out 5 days a week but hasn't lost as much weight as they'd like, and then they feel good about themselves because they're encouraged because they found, like, the energy to work out and they're trying to eat healthy, and then they go to work and somebody calls them that they're overweight. Like,
right,
that's like destroys somebody's momentum, you know,
and then it destroys their motivation to even go back, because in their mind their thoughts are, well, I was working so hard this week. I was working so hard at the gym and I felt good until that person brought to the light that I haven't lost anything. So I think that we ultimately need to just remind ourselves that if we are bringing something up, make sure it's in a way where it's respectful and it's not in a judgy way, I guess.
No, yeah, it's...
Or just don't bring it up.
Or just don't bring
just
it up.
Just don't bring it up. Because
what did Mama used to say? You have nothing nice
to say. Don't say it at all. Exactly. Yeah. And I think that when it comes to speaking up on someone's body type, unless you're saying something very positive, like, oh my gosh, you look great, I think that commenting on other people's appearance is just something that you should not do, especially if you know that it can be very negative and it can be very harmful to that person.
Agreed. And then you might, like, what's one of the best things in life to indulge in is food.
Right. So why take that away from a person who is struggling with their weight, who is struggling with losing that weight? I understand that, yes, making sure that you're promoting a healthy and happy life is very important. And I do understand that some people just do take it to the extreme who have very unhealthy eating habits. Yes, I understand that. And I'm sure they know that as well. However, yeah, food is something that we all love to indulge in. And I love to eat. And, you know, some people may not believe me because they think I'm too tiny. However, I definitely do.
It's just, I don't know, one of my... final statements would be, like, just, you know, understanding where a person's coming from before you make the little joke, and whether you think it's harmless and or not. Like, you just gotta understand where they're coming from. You know, everyone now is facing the same issues and standards set,
right,
by society.
Whether you're trying to lose the weight or gain the weight, or this is just what it is.
And then just body shaming just not only comes down to, you know, being skinny or fat, also certain stuff with you know, people making comments about somebody deciding to do some, you know, doing plastic surgery or you know, maybe a colleague you've never seen her without heels, and somebody makes a comment like, and or people, you know, certain stuff like that, those are kind of considered body shaming,
right,
too, just because maybe the person's uncomfortable with their height and they, yeah, just want to be tall, look tall all the time. And sometimes, and yeah, I get it. Like, a lot of stuff that's going on in society, like, we've seemed to get really sensitive, but some of these topics are, like, really serious. Like, these, people with body weight issues or body management issues do suffer. If someone's skinny, they know they're skinny. If someone's overweight, they know they're overweight. And if you're truly, if they're somebody you care about and you're truly concerned about them, then pull them aside and tell them, like, hey, what's going on? Like, how do we fix it? Or what can I do to help? Like, you know.
But even then, I kind of feel like if that is something that is said to another person, like, you overall don't know how sensitive that person is. And that may, you don't know how sensitive that person may or may not be. And that can even be harmful to a person, you know, like.
Well, I, you know, I'm not saying like for every case, but I meant it more like.
For someone who understands and knows.
Especially if you know the person and you know.
When a person.
If their person is unhappy or right. happy. If they're happy, like, you're not going to go and be like, hey, you're. You know, I know what you should look like. Like, no, like, obviously.
Right. No, no one.
It's insane, but
should,
like,
ever say that.
You're going to. What I meant by my previous statement was, obviously, if you know the person, you know what their ultimate goals are, or you know their own personal struggles.
Right. And if they've spoken to you about it before, yeah, that's when you can comment.
But yeah, like, you know, back to our main premise of the whole podcast today, it's you know, body shaming. People know they're overweight. The people know that they're too skinny.
People know what they look like.
People know what they look like, exactly. And you know, body shaming does affect the psyche. Like, I could say that, you know, I'm a pretty strong person where I don't really get affected by too much stuff, but like it gets tiresome when someone keeps repeating, like, you know. Or even when people are encouraging you to work out or eat healthier, like, that could be an annoyance too. Like, and even though right. they have good intentions, like, I know that I need to, or I know that I need to eat healthier, or I know that I need to work out more, or I know, like, the people that are going through those issues, or are the opposite. Like, you might need to work out less, you might need to eat a little bit more, or whatever it is. Like, it's pretty much is what I'm trying to get to. And it's it can affect people. Like, I get annoyed. I don't want to be around the person that keeps pushing me to do something that I'm not ready to do. Like, everyone's going to find when they're eventually ready to start their journey towards bettering themselves, or if they're happy the way they are, then they're happy the way they are.
Right. Bottom line is that if it's constantly being brought up to the person and the person acknowledges it, and if even if they seem like they're okay with it, at the end of the day, it's going to stick in their mind, and they're constantly going to think about it over and over and over again. They're constantly going to replay that statement over and over and over again. And it's hurtful. It really is, at least for me, and I'm pretty sure for other people out there who are struggling with their weight, or when their weight is being brought up to way too many times.
It could, like, kill someone's entire mood. Like,
exactly.
Especially, you know, we live in a destination city, Vegas, you know, vacation central. Everyone's here or a lot of people come for the weekend, and you run into a lot of people that maybe you haven't seen in a long time, and you're excited to see them, and you're excited to spend time with them, and the first thing they say is, like,
wow, you look like
you. Oh, you look like you've been eating everything.
Yeah.
Or you look like you haven't been eating anything
at all.
And all of a sudden your mood changes, and now you're like, oh, well, now, maybe I don't want to spend time right. with these people, you know?
Right. Which is unfortunate. And I don't think that many people really understand and realize. However, like I said, we really need to be sensitive to other people's feelings, especially if you know that they know what they look like. So just don't bring it up at all. Like, how uncomfortable is it, especially if you are hanging out with a person and they comment on another person's weight to you? I kind of feel like that actually happens a lot nowadays, and it's really uncomfortable. I don't want to hear about that person's weight, only because I feel like I can understand whether you are overweight or underweight. I feel like I understand and I know how it affects myself. So why comment?
No, and then to add to that, like, there's the people on social media that find it hilarious when an overweight person is at the gym. Like, it's like the biggest oxymoron on the planet. Like, it just boils my blood when,
same,
like, you know, if somebody posts a, you know, I'm in multiple group chats with a bunch of people that I, you know, went to college with, we used to work with, you know, friends and family. And if they ever post something like that, like, I get really offended where I'm like, well, this kid's trying to better his life, better his situation,
and it's a deal joke with to his you?
Health. And,
right.
And because he can't do 3 pull-ups in a row, you're going to make fun of him. Like, it's just something that, like, I just don't understand. And that's probably, like, the worst type of body shaming is, like, stuff that you don't even tell the person in their face, and you're just kind of, like, talking behind their backs, right, or, you know, that's the worst. And you, there's been plenty of situations I've been involved in growing up. Like, I worked in retail, you know, when I was in college, while I was a freshman, sophomore in college. And we worked for certain stores. Like, I don't really want to bring up the store, don't want to, but, where, like, literally the manager would tell me, like, don't even bother helping people of a certain weight because we didn't have clothes for them. And that's kind of like, at the same time, like, I'm a young mind. I could have interpreted that, like, as, like, well, you know what I mean? That could have affected me in a way where I could have become a person where I was constantly something where I could have developed a phobia towards overweight people just because of the way my manager referred to them or talked about it. Didn't, but it's just something that, just an epidemic in America that's kind of been going on for the, especially for the last, you know, 20 years, the more visible we are with social media and everyone's wanting to see what you're doing. And
develop a phobia of you having an eating disorder because you are afraid that if that person can't fit into the clothes in this store, maybe I can't fit into the clothes in other stores, especially this store, which is unfair, you know, instead of saying things like their size is not at that store. However, you're telling me that I can't help this person or I shouldn't waste my time on helping this person because of what they look like and what their weight is. What if they're shopping for a person? So
100%.
That is completely unfair. And I think that if there is anyone listening to this podcast who owns a business, a retail store or whatever it may be, you shouldn't preach that to your employees because that's wrong.
I agree with you. And then me, you know, coming from a person for, you know, I grew up extremely thin. Actually, my freshman year in college, my doctor told me that I needed to put on weight because they were afraid that I was developing anemia and possible other health complications for being, I was, what, 140 pounds at 6 foot plus, which is really small. And then now, you know, that my metabolism has slowed down extremely, like, I get to see both sides. And maybe that's why I'm more something body shaming, something more that I have a passion for, just because, like, I've been on both sides. Like, I grew up, my mom used to call me Flaco, which translates to skinny. That was my nickname my whole time, my entire life. And then now it's, you know, he keeps reminding me of how skinny I was when I was, you know,
when you were younger,
when I was younger up until, you know, 22, 23. So, yeah, it's something that, you know, you just don't, people don't want to hear. And, like, I might sound like a broken record, but, like, I don't need to be reminded when I know
what you look like.
What you look like.
Exactly. And I don't think that anyone needs to be reminded of what they look like at all, especially if it is something so negative. Well, thank you so much for joining me on my first podcast. I really appreciate it, and I really appreciate all the words that you were able to share with my listeners. For my final statement, I just want to say body shaming goes both ways, whether you are considered by society as extremely skinny or overweight. We really need to stay away from harmful statements that can affect a person internally. People need to learn that we are more than our outer appearance. And once we are able to accept that, we can stop putting so much pressure on ourselves to meet some of the unrealistic standards set forth by the media. There are so many attributes that are far more beautiful in a person than our outer beauty, like compassion, humility, generosity, and just being kind. And that concludes my first episode. please be sure to rate and leave a review. Don't forget to tune in next week on Bubblegum Kim Podcast.